Title: Amen Jungle Drop. Modulate and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a real Amen Jungle Drop in Ableton Live 12 Beginner style, but with the kind of movement and arrangement that makes it feel like a finished drum and bass idea, not just an 8-bar loop. The big mission today is simple. We'll take a static Amen break, slice it, program a solid drop pattern, make it hit hard with stock devices, then add modulation and phrasing so every 8 bars feels like something happens. That's the difference between I made a loop and I wrote a drop. First, quick setup so we don't fight the project later. Set your tempo to around 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 174 is fine, but 172 is a sweet spot for jungle and modern DnB. Stay in 4/4. Now create a few tracks. One audio track for the Amen break. One MIDI track for extra drum hits and a drum rack, if you want them. One MIDI track for bass. We'll use Operator. And two return tracks. One reverb return and one delay return. Returns are important because we want controlled space, not everything drowning in reverb. On the master, keep it clean. No limiter yet. Give yourself headroom. A really good beginner habit is aiming for peaks around -6 dB, so you've got room to push later. Now let's get the Amen into Live and warped correctly, because if the warp is messy, everything you build on top will feel off. Drop your Amen sample onto the audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients, and make sure the transient loop mode is forward. Now adjust the transient envelope. Try somewhere around 20 to 35. Here's what you're listening for. If it's too high, the tails ring out and smear together, and your edits can get messy. If it's lower, it tightens the break and makes it punchier and more controllable. There's no one correct number, just get it feeling clean and snappy. Now the classic move. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in preset Slice to Drum Rack, and Slice by Transient. Now you've got a drum rack where each pad is a slice, basically a chunk of the break. This is Jungle. Jungle lives in micro-edits. Slicing gives you control instantly. Before we start programming, do one quick coaching check. Lock the anchor before you decorate. Solo the Amen rack and just loop a bar or two while you click through a few pads. Find the slices that clearly feel like the main kickish moments and the snare-ish moments. You want a dependable backbeat. If you can't nod your head to a basic bar 1 and 2 loop, don't add more edits yet. Fix the core first. Also, quick gain staging tip inside the drum rack. Different slices come in at different volumes. Click a few key slices, one that's basically the snare, one that's kickish, one that's hatish, and adjust each pad's volume so you're not accidentally feeding one slice way hotter into your processing. If your snare slices are randomly 3 to 6 dB louder than everything else, compressors and saturators will behave inconsistently and you'll fight the mix the whole time. Now we'll build an 8-bar drop pattern. On the Amen Drum Rock MIDI track, create a new MIDI clip and set it to 8 bars. Start simple. Put a clear snare on beat 2 and beat 4 of each bar. That's your anchor. That's the thing that tells the listener, this is the groove, trust me. Then add the kickish slices around it. Jungle kicks can be a little implied because the break has energy everywhere, but you still want a few strong placements, especially at the start of phrases. Once the backbone is working, add jungle flavor, ghost notes. Pick smaller slices, little hat or shuffle chunks, and place them between main hits. The trick is velocity. Don't just add more notes, make them quieter. If your main snare is hitting strong, your ghosts might be way down around, say, 30 to 60 velocity. And here's a pro move you can do even as a beginner. Make the ghost velocities form a shape. For example, over one bar, go 35, then 55, then 45. That choreography creates motion without chaos. And put one obvious Amen fill at the end of bar 4 and the end of bar 8. That's your punctuation. Think of fills like exclamation marks, not like a constant stream of exclamation marks. Grid-wise, work on 1/16 for most edits. Then occasionally switch to 1/32 when you want a fast stutter. Now let's make the Amen hit hard with a clean stock device chain. On the Amen track, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want a bit of air, a gentle lift around 6 to 9 kHz can help. But don't overdo it, breaks can get harsh fast. Next, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch maybe 5 to 20%. Boom can be 0 to 20, but be careful, too much boom can make the low end woofy and fight your bass. and push transient somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20 to bring out snap. After that, add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of those jungle bite buttons when used tastefully. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for light gain reduction, like 1 to 3 dB. We're gluing, not flattening. If the top end gets too fizzy, you can add a gentle auto filter low pass around 18 to 20 kHz, tiny resonance, just to shave off harshness. Now the fun part, movement. This is where Live 12 feels powerful, because you can take a loop and make it feel like it's evolving. I want you to think in a global modulation mindset. Instead of automating 20 things, pick 2 or 3 story controls for the whole drop. For example, amen tone, room amount, and bass brightness. If those move intentionally across the arrangement, the track feels written. Let's start with filter movement on the amen. Put an auto filter at the end of the amen chain. Set it to low pass 24. Set frequency around 12 to 16 kHz, and resonance around 5 to 15%. Now add an LFO modulator and map it to the auto filter frequency. Set the LFO rate to half note, or 1 bar. I like 1 bar for a slow breathe. Keep the amount small. The goal is breathing, not an obvious wah-wah. You should feel the break subtly opening and closing over time. It's a simple trick, but it makes the loop feel alive and DJ-like. Next, reverb sends that change per section. On return A, add hybrid reverb. Pick a room or a plate. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Low cut the reverb, maybe 200 to 400 Hz. And here's return track discipline that really helps. Put an EQ8 before the reverb to remove lows going into it. And if needed, an EQ8 after the reverb to tame any harsh ringing. That keeps your drums punchy while still sounding big. Now automate or manually adjust the send amounts by section. During the main drop, keep it lower so it stays tight and aggressive. On fills, phrase endings, or the last snare of an 8-bar block, push the send higher for a moment. Bass at the end of a phrase makes the next phrase hit harder. Now micro variation, stutters and controlled chaos. Duplicate your 8-bar amen clip so you have a second version. In the copy, take the last half bar and create a quick 1/32 repeat on one slice. That classic BRRT energy. Then add beat repeat, but be disciplined with it. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance around 10 to 20%. Keep variation small, and turn on its filter if you want it to tuck into the background. Important: don't leave beat repeat running the whole time. Automate the device on only for fills or transitions. Jungle loves mayhem, but it loves controlled mayhem. Now let's build the bass. We'll do a rolling sub with operator, super beginner friendly. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Oscillator A, sine wave, keep it clean, add saturator after operator, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on, add auto filter after that, and high pass around 25 to 30 Hz to keep sub rumble under control. Now write a 2-bar bassline MIDI clip, pick a root like F or G, both are D'd and B friendly, keep most notes long for sub energy, and leave space around the snare. A lot of beginners fill every gap and then wonder why it feels messy. In D and B, space is part of the groove. Now sidechain the bass so the drums stay clear. Add compressor on the bass track. Turn on sidechain and select the amen drum rock track as input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until you get around 2 to 6 dB of ducking on the big hits. Now make the bass roll forward with subtle modulation. Map an LFO to the bass filter cutoff with a tiny amount. Rate around 1 bar. This is not a dramatic wobble. It's just enough that if you listen over 16 bars, it doesn't feel frozen. Optional but really effective for small speakers. Duplicate your bass track. One track is pure sub. Low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz. The other is a mid layer. Band pass around 150 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Add saturation. Keep the mid layer quiet just enough that the bass line reads on laptop speakers without ruining the sub weight. Now we arrange. This is where your loop becomes a drop. We'll aim for 16 to 32 bars. Let's do a clear 32-bar map, because that's a proper drop section length. Bars 1 to 8. Drop A. Establish the groove. Use the main amen pattern. Minimal stutters. Bass is simple. Effects are minimal. If you want more drive, add a light closed hat layer, but keep it subtle. Bars 9 to 16. Varination. Energy lift. Bring in a second amen clip variant with a few extra ghosts or a slightly different fill. Open the Amen filter a little, just a few khe over the phrase, not a huge sweep. Add a crash or ride on bar 9 so the listener instantly hears new phrase. You can add a vocal stab or dub siren hit, but keep it tasteful. One well-placed stab is cooler than 10 random ones. Bars 17 to 24. Drop B, the switch. You don't need to rewrite everything. A switch can be a palette change. Swap to a different snare slice, or a different hat-ish slice, and suddenly it feels like a new section. Add a signature fill at the end of bar 20 and bar 24. For the bass, change one note or rhythm. Even one change sells the switch. Bars 25 to 32. Final push. DJ-friendly outro. Simplify slightly. Reduce the edits so it's mixable. Keep the sub consistent, and give the last big hit a satisfying reverb tail. Here's the arrangement power move to remember. Every 8 bars, view something. A fill, a crash, a one-beat dropout, a bass change, a filter flick. Jungle thrives on phrase movement, and a really strong upgrade is thinking in two lanes of variation. Lane 1. Pattern variation, meaning the MIDI notes change. Lane 2. Timbre variation, meaning filter, drive and reverb change. If both lanes change constantly, it turns into chaos. If you keep one lane stable while the other evolves, it feels intentional. Now let's build the transition into the drop, because that's what makes the drop feel huge. In the 1-2 bars before the drop, do a high pass sweep on the break. Put auto filter in high pass 24 mode, and automate from around 200 Hz up to 2-5 khz, so it thins out and builds tension.